we had a break in there to Sweeney's filling station on the Creasley side of Terman there. Great gas filling station, I think it was formerly a top one. It was locked up at 9 o'clock last night, and the owner came in at 7:30 this morning to discover substantial damage and the theft of items in the shop. There was some of the money taken. We couldn't describe it as substantial at the minute.
We understand that there was some interference with alarm systems at the premises that would suggest this was a planned operation. This wasn't just opportunistic.
No, this isn't an opportunistic one. And you might remember back early November, we had a filling station broken into over in Letchermack Ward, Kirkins there. There would be similarities there, you know, rural, isolated location, convenience store, supermarket. They are premises that are very vulnerable because you haven't got, you know, a lot of people around. There's no natural surveillance, that sort of thing. But what I can tell you is around 5 o'clock this morning, there was a saloon car seen acting suspiciously around the filling station, and in particular in the side road going up towards Lough Salt. So a saloon car, we've no make, colour or registration number, but you know, maybe there were other people out at that time of the morning. The roads could have been slippy at that time as well, you know, and maybe perhaps that car was thinking of using the side road to effect the getaway, and maybe the roads were too slippy. The guards at Milford at 915-3060. Or any guard station, or the confidential line 1-800-666-111.
And are you working on the theory then that the same gang is responsible for the Terman break-in early this morning and the incident in Letchermack Ward late last year?
Well, it's very early to say, and really it's not my call, Donal. It's for the investigating guards who are at the scene and have a better picture on it than I have. But from my point of view and what I do as a crime prevention officer, it's part of my role to make people aware of what's going on. And I am saying to people in rural areas, and have been for some time, that are operating businesses, you need to look at your security, you need to look at the physical security. Is the alarm doing what it should be doing? Is there a secondary signalling device if they go to take it out? Your CCTV, there's no good in having CCTV if the hard drive is available, because they'll just take it with them, and then you have no CCTV at all. Your cash security, how are you storing it? Are you moving it off the premises?